And here is the Writer's Almanac for Monday. It's the 7th of November, 2016. It's the birthday of a physicist and chemist who once said, "Be less curious about people and more curious about ideas." Marie Curie, born in Warsaw, 1867, who was responsible for developing the theory of radioactivity. Her work with radiation is responsible for enormous advances in X-rays and the treatment of cancer. She was an intelligent, curious girl, largely self-taught because she couldn't go to university because she was a woman. She studied clandestinely at what was called a floating university, a secret set of informal underground classes held in Warsaw. Marie Curie, who died of the effects of radiation exposure, she'd been used to carrying test tubes filled with radioactive material in the pockets of her lab coat. It's the birthday of the critic Stephen Greenblatt, born Boston, 1943, founded a school of criticism called New Historicism, which is the idea that the only way to really understand a work of art is to examine everything that was going on in the world of the artist at the time the work of art was created. He had written works of academic scholarship when he saw the movie Shakespeare in Love, and that inspired him to write a book about Shakespeare for the general reader, putting together everything that we know about Shakespeare's life and the world he lived in and making guesses about why he wrote what he wrote. Greenblatt said, "I wanted to throw the windows open and see what was outside the room that he was working in and what he descended to when he descended onto the street." The result was his book, Will in the World, which was a big bestseller back in 2004. It's the birthday of the French author Albert Camus, born in Algeria, 1913, author of The Stranger, The Plague, The Myth of Sisyphus. And it's the birthday of the songwriter Joni Mitchell, born in Fort McLeod, Alberta, 1943. Set out to become an artist, studied art for a year, then moved to Toronto to become a singer. Here's a poem for today by Billy Collins entitled 1960. In the old joke, the marriage counselor tells the couple who never talks anymore to go to a jazz club because at a jazz club, everyone talks during the bass solo. But of course, no one starts talking just because of a bass solo or any other solo for that matter. The quieter bass solo just reveals the people in the club who have been talking all along, the same ones you can hear on some well-known recordings. Bill Evans, for example, who is opening a new door into the piano while some guy chats up his date at one of the little tables in the back. I have listened to that album so many times, I can anticipate the moment of his drunken laugh as if it were a strange note in the tune. And so, anonymous man, you have become part of my listening. Your romance, a romance lost in the past, and a reminder, somehow, that each member of that trio has died since then, and maybe so have you, and sadly, maybe she." 1960, a poem by Billy Collins from his new collection, The Rain in Portugal, published by Random House and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac. Supported by Lumosity, brain training with over 50 challenging games from scientists and game designers exploring new ways to research human cognition. Learn more at lumosity.com. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.